In Venezuela, authorities continue their search of the central city of Valencia following Wednesday's shooting deaths of three men, including a National Guard captain. James Bleers reports.
Venezuela's president, Nicolas Maduro, says six people have been arrested in the city of Valencia, as well as weapons and C4 explosives found. The country's Attorney General, Luisa Ortega Díaz, who met with the UN's Human Rights Commission in Geneva, stresses that those responsible for the violence will be processed and punished according to the law. She says the official death toll since the troubles flared is 28, with 365 injured. The mayor of Valencia, Miguel Cogiola, is blaming the shooting incidents on pro-government vigilante groups known as colectivos. While the Venezuelan government insists they're trying to resist a right-wing coup, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is urging them to halt a campaign of terror against their own people. Kerry says a dialogue must be found between the two sides. A laudable aim, but as the arrests and the death toll continues to rise, further polarization fueling festering bitterness makes reconciliation ever harder. For Vatican Radio, James Blair's reporting.